Cookie, written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Finty Williams.
I turned on the television. I timed it perfectly. The music was just starting. I saw the cartoon picture of Sam and Lily spinning round, Sam waving, Lily delicately nibbling a carrot. They whirled faster and faster while a voice sang, "Who do you want to see?" Little children piped up, "Sam and Lily in the rabbit hutch!" I sang it too, but very quietly, just mouthing the words. There was only Mum at home and she was out in the kitchen. She wouldn't mind a bit if I wanted to watch a baby programme like Rabbit Hutch, but I still felt embarrassed about it. Imagine if some of the really mean, snooty girls at school, Skye Wortley or Emily Barrington or Arabella Clyde Smith, came barging through our front door and caught me watching a programme for five-year-olds. They teased me enough anyway. I could hear them screaming with laughter over Beauty and her little bunny-wunny friend in the Rabbit Hutch. I shut my eyes tight. "Hey there," said a soft, gentle voice from the television. I opened my eyes. There was Sam smiling at me. The real man, not the funny cartoon picture of him. I smiled back at him. I couldn't help it. He had such a lovely, funny grin. His brown eyes shone and he ducked his head a little so his soft, shiny brown hair flopped across his forehead. "How are you doing?" Sam asked. "I'm fine," I whispered. He nodded and then looked down at Lily. He was holding her close against his chest. He needed both hands because there was a lot of Lily. Her lop ears brushed the collar of Sam's checked shirt, while her back paws dangled past the belt of his jeans. Sam held her firmly so she felt safe. She relaxed against him, slowly blinking her blue eyes. She knew he would never, ever drop her. "I wonder what you've been doing today," said Sam, looking at me. "School," I muttered. "Which one?" Sam asked. "Lady Mary Mountbank. I started there last year," I said, sighing. "Is it that bad?" said Sam sympathetically. I considered. It wasn't all bad. Rona Marshall had asked me to her birthday party. She'd given my arm a special squeeze as she gave me the pink invitation card and said, "I do hope you can come." I liked Rona a lot, even though she was best friends with Skye. Rona never ever joined in the horrible beauty routine. She just looked embarrassed and raised her eyebrows at me. And once she whispered, "Take no notice.